Joe, I can tell you're a little bit nervous today.
I am.
Yeah? What's that about? Well, you know it's just us, right?
I know.
There's no one else in this room.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. I have a security camera at my front door, remember?
You do, actually.
I literally
on
do.
On the floor. Wait, what is it connected to? I always think about
connected to my phone.
But how does it get power? A cord?
Battery.
Really?
Yeah.
It lasts.
And you know it was fun? Because yesterday I was out of town and my best friend Marielle had to break into my apartment to use my printer.
Uh-huh.
And she got to wave to me. How fun is that?
Whoa. So do you get like a little notification every time someone's there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need to know.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody there that you don't want?
Oh, all the time.
No way.
No, never.
Oh my God, that would be so scary.
That would be so scary. Obviously, when I even got the alert that
someone's there,
anyone was there, I was freaked out. And then I remembered my best friend Marielle is printing.
Yeah, but then what if you're like, oh, my best friend Marielle's printing, and then you open up the text notification with the image on it, mm-hmm. and it's a shadowy figure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'd do in that situation, I suppose.
You'd say, thank God I'm out of town.
Exactly. Thank God I was in Anaheim, California.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that reminds me, because I was about to ask you before we started recording, but did you ever see True Detective?
And my answer is no.
As it was before. And I said, you know what?
I tell the truth.
Thankful for that today. I'm glad I brought this up. I watched it until maybe 4 a.m. the other night.
Really?
This most recent season with Jodie Foster.
So who's in that show besides Miss Foster?
And then this other person whose name I'm blanking on, but they're both so clearly lesbian. They're both like so lesbian. And they play these straight women on the show. Oh. It's so funny. And there's like one lesbian character who's like the daughter. And it's like she's the least lesbian one. That's why I asked, because I was like, well, you're lesbian, so you might really like it.
Mm. Yeah, I should be cued in on all lesbian media. God,
it's good,
what
though.
I must be too busy listening to King Princess.
I think so, yeah. You need to tone it down on that. No, it's really good. And
is
it's
it like an
scary.
Anthology series? Like each season is new?
It's different.
God, and I love. And you know what? When I learned the word anthology, I literally like secured it in my memory.
Yeah.
It's a great word to pick up.
I never use that word.
Oh,
I'm
you should.
I'm really glad you did, because now I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because it is an anthology. And
it's an
I didn't,
anthology.
This was the first season I watched and people were like upset because it has like mystical elements, quote unquote, which, by the way, guys, relax about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. I'll take mystical elements. Our podcast has mystical elements, I think.
It sure does.
What if we started incorporating mystical elements?
I think we should incorporate more. We already incorporate a hell of a lot. But I think maybe we should start having fairy dust breaks.
Yeah, or like
where
something
we sprinkle
goes,
fairy dust on the mics if we ever feel a little bit stale.
Or we go, what was that?
As soon as you start telling a story about your life, I go, shh. Joe, do you hear that?
And I'm like, no. Well, anyway.
There's little elves walking
around. That's your go-to mystical?
Yeah, there's little elves.
Yeah, I was thinking more like spirits, something like
oh,
that. Like,
I was thinking centaurs.
Centaurs is good too.
Centaurs.
Do I have an accent, by the way?
Sometimes, yes.
Wait, what's that about?
I don't know what it's about.
Have you
know
noticed
what it is?
It?
We're both kind of goofy with our mouths.
I think that is literally what it is.
It's literally true.
Sometimes I'll like look at a video I made or something and I'll be like, why am I saying that?
Oh
like
my
that?
God, it's like crazy what that mouth can do. No, truly though, you and I, we have to admit, we are more expressive than the general public.
I know, we really are.
Yeah.
Which makes the general public seem kind of lame.
And
no
it makes
offense.
It hard for when we both want to get $20,000 worth of Botox and filler.
I know. I was just talking about this the other day.
Mm.
That we were like, someone was like, okay, if you're going to get filler, you need to have a panel of your friends look at you first.
I love this idea.
And say, it's like a potluck. Okay. And say, you have to go to your friends, like a potluck or like a panel or I don't know, some kind of council. And they all have to approve it first.
I am in love with that idea.
And if they all can say, hey, okay, you know what? I think you would benefit. Like, I agree you can get you know, filler. But if you're just, if it's just a thing, they're all deciding, you know what, you don't need it, or mm-hmm. you think you're going through something else and you're trying yeah. to fill it with filler, but you need therapy instead or whatever, then they'll yep. prevent that from happening, because you know how it looks when someone gets filler when they don't need it.
I know. It's very heartbreaking.
Right?
I think that's amazing, and I plan on doing that with almost every move I make for the rest of my life.
The panel?
The panel. I sent a screenshot of a Facebook Marketplace dining table to my group chat of about four girls the other day, and no one responded in 5 minutes. You know what that told me?
No.
They didn't like it.
No.
And so then I immediately said, never mind, not doing it. And then they all chimed in and said, yeah, good. Yeah.
So it's not even that they weren't available.
Well, I think that some of them weren't available, but I also think that some of them were taking the time to put the words together to not hurt my feelings.
What was wrong? What was wrong with the table?
It was completely square. And at the end of the day, hear me out. My living room is sharp.
Mm.
I think I need softer elements to my living room.
I see. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So they were saying,
you have a soft living room.
Really?
Yes.
I guess. The couches are a little soft. But then Max Witter was saying to me that I have a lot of angles in my living room too.
Really?
And that I would benefit from
What's
a circular.
Up with us?
I don't know. Maybe you and I are
I guess so. Yeah, I think you would benefit from something circular, but that doesn't mean that you need it.
Well, I have that big light. That's circular.
It's a beautiful light, by
Thanks.
The way.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Wait, so are you trying to get rid of this table?
So currently my dining table is an outdoor table. Turn around.
Oh, yes.
My dining
right.
table that... The dining table that I had for the last year and a half, of course, was my perfect ex's.
Ah.
And so she took that.
That's good.
Along with
some other
heart.
Thing. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Just some other things. That I
and so basically I'm left with this table that I used to put on my balcony in my first ever New York apartment.
Oh, so now it's inside.
Now it's inside.
Interesting.
I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. It's that people are like, that's an outdoor table. And it's very obviously an outdoor table.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I kind of like it. It makes my my space a little bit industrial.
Totally. And it's giving a different vibe.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest issue is that you could have one diner on it.
That's the problem, is that I'm actually supposed to have two friends over for dinner tonight.
And you're supposed to.
And ultimately, there's not even room for three plates on that table.
You could do one big plate, kind of a.
Oh, I love that. Ethiopian style.
Exactly.
Yes, that's a really good idea.
That's
a really
so.
Good
yeah,
idea.
I think so. I mean, no joke. I think it is.
I could put one big Lazy Susan on it.
Oh, my God. Well, you don't even need the Lazy Susan, because I think you can kind of reach across.
Yeah, you're right
oh
about that.
Oh, my God. How good does this sound? Like a huge... Have you ever been to Buca di Beppo?
You know, but you've actually asked me this before.
And I keep forgetting.
And remember I told you my parents and I did, we didn't go to restaurants growing up.
Oh, my God. That's
they held
so,
me back from
that's
that.
That's so sad. Wow.
I had amazing home-cooked meals every night. Both my parents shared the responsibilities equally. It fucking sucked.
Well, at Buca di Beppo, there is a Pope's room where they have the Pope's head on a big Lazy Susan.
Ew.
And they serve. I know, it's so sacrilegious, but tell me, but the food is so good. Huh. Well, I don't know about so
what,
good, but it's
what
fun.
Do you look at
and
that
what do you get?
That
So you get everything. You get pizza, pasta, salad. That's about it. But they really are, I would say the food is maybe a B+, but in the environment with the portion sizes and with friends and family, what can you go, you can't go wrong.
That's so freaking true.
But anyway, they have a Lazy Susan and it's, oh man, I want that. I want to have a big dinner. I want to have a big, I just don't have a circular table. God damn.
Yeah, circular table can be so enjoyable.
I know, well maybe...
When you go, when you're with a group and you go to a restaurant and you get sat at a circular table, everyone kind of looks around and it's almost unsaid of we're the luckiest people in the world.
It's funny. It's so sad that the second that the group becomes like 5+ people, the bill is going to be $700.
Unless you're at a cheap restaurant.
Yeah, but even then I feel like.
Yeah. When I've gone to dim sum lately, it's kind of been blowing my mind how cheap that is.
Yeah, that can be. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time I went to the first time I went to dim sum and they were going around with like the food on the cart, I was so young. I was so young and so dumb that I was like, everything they came by, I was like, yeah, we'll take that. I thought they were just like,
Totally, buffet style.
I thought it was like free or something.
I mean, in a way it is. Everything's like $5.
I know, but when I was 16, that's like, you know, I had $20 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, and also like half the shit they were handing out to me, I didn't even want. They gave me those like whole deep fried shrimp that at this age I would eat now. I would know how to eat it. But back then I was like, I don't even want this. I want dumplings.
Yeah. What's your favorite dim sum item?
You know, I love those steamed rolls, the steamed roll cake, whatever that is.
The one that it's like paper almost and it's rolled and there's shrimps in it.
Yes. And then you pour the soy sauce over that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That shit goes crazy for me.
I know. I want that bad. It's that so
and
like
whatever sauce they put on it.
Yes, what's the vinegar and soy sauce? Ooh, I really want dim sum. I haven't gotten it in a while. Mm. I want to go. I love Nam Wa. Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's so cute, and I really it's so good. The last time I was there, I was with two people, and we were all going through breakups, and so we were all like so depressed, and it was so hot. It was like last summer. It was like boiling hot, and we were all so depressed, and we were all eating dim sum, and there was something so like romantic, like metropolitan, so like New York about it. We were like, oh my God, we're so depressed. Like,
I know.
Pass me that dumpling, please. Like, right? It was so like funny in hindsight.
That is actually a really beautiful thing, is when you're going through a breakup and you're with other people going through a breakup.
It is so.
It's so like we can level. We literally can all say the most crazy shit we want.
When someone else is going through a breakup while you're going through a breakup, it's almost like, oh, thank God you two broke up too. Thank God you two didn't work out either.
It really is. It really is.
Thank God. It really is like,
God, so special.
You want everyone to break up around you. So
yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It is really special. It's like you're at war together. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So circular. You know what I was thinking that would be cute is an oval table.
That would be so cute. Yours is almost.
I know. It's almost.
It's curved edge triangle. Curved edge rectangle.
Yeah. Well, kind of curved.
I thought it's pretty curved.
It's just
not
like
as much
weird.
As I think. It's
just the
my
legs.
My memory is lying.
The legs underneath are kind of curved. But that's not what it's supposed to look like. Those were legs that were added on. It's supposed to be like this angular, like 90s light wood kind of table. Maybe I'll post a picture of it on the Patreon where I can really express myself and show. Somebody on Patreon actually asked us for an apartment tour.
I know, and I thought that was fun.
I thought that was fun, too, and we could each shoot that ourselves.
I think we should do it. No, I think we should shoot it together. I think you got to be behind the camera.
I think you're right. Like 73 questions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's kind of fun.
That's really fun.
We can do like...
Guys, why don't you guys keep reminding us every week? And we'll do it eventually.
We'll do
Only
it.
On the Patreon.
Only on the Patreon. We have a couple of vlogs up there right now.
Yeah, we do.
And we should post another one.
Yeah, I know. Our schedules are so busy.
Our schedules are busy. That's why we should quit every other obligation.
I agree. Literally, please. Please, God, give me the opportunity to quit everything.
Oh, my God. Well, we need at least, I would say, 30,000 followers on Patreon in order to do that.
I think that's a really good goal.
I think especially with this election year coming up, people are going to really
Okay, what's 30,000 times 5? That's going to be 150K.
That's
going to
be...
That's not enough, Joe. If we're splitting that,
yeah, but
plus
that's
taxes.
Per month.
Oh, per month?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think per month.
Excusez-moi.
I think per month we're definitely going to be doing okay.
I'll take it. Okay, what's 150 times 12?
Times 12, that's going to be about...
180.
$1.8 million. Patreon's going to be taking... Patreon's going to be taking maybe a good 1/5 of that. So then we're going to end up at around, I'm really earnestly trying to do this.
I understand.
Because that's how seriously I take this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 1/5 of $1.8 million is going to be 300. No. Maybe. Whatever. Delete this.
Let's keep going.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, no, let's keep going with the mental math.
I think it's $390,000.
Would be 1/5?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was doing 5%. 1/5
is $390,000.
Okay, great.
Let me just double check that.
20%?
So then they would be taking that amount.
1/5 is 20%. So what's 1.8 plus 1.8? That's going to be 3.6. Is that what you said? 360K.
You guys, it's 360K. Thank you.
Awesome. So if they're taking that, we're kind of down to 1.4-ish.
Four, yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and split that.
And then taxes.
700K each. Taxes, should we take off how much?
I would say 200 each. So we're going to be getting, I would say, 300 a month. Maybe, if not less. At that point, what? It's like.
How'd you get down to that? I'm unhappy with the results.
I think it's 300. Wait, which, by the way,
okay, if we have seven,
I can be totally happy with 300,000 a month.
So 700K each, and then you're taking off 400K for taxes.
Yes, because at that point we're gonna have a team that does, because there's gonna be a lot of people who are like vultures going trying to get in.
Okay,
and we'll have them, and they'll make themselves, and also our current two employees will get the kind of raise that they have been dreaming of.
The kind of raise where we're going to be basically giving their wedding speeches.
Yes. The kind of raise
we're
going to
be
they,
giving their wedding speeches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
They won't speak at their wedding.
No, they don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll be getting so much money that that's how that will work.
The idea of us doing a joint speech and dance at our two employees'
and
weddings.
And dance?
Yes. So it's kind of like we're like...
What kind of dance is
my name's Grace and my name's Joe.
Oh, it's hip hop. It's like a hip hop dance.
We're from the Finally Show.
Oh my, that's a really good.
Thank you.
Song, first of all,
came to me like it was like nothing.
That's basically. Been like, yeah, wow, I'm impressed.
Really?
I think that we could do that. I would say maybe we'd be giving them, instead of what we're paying them now, I'd be giving them maybe $10,000 a week.
God, that sounds like a lot. Okay, we have two employees. We're not done with math.
Okay.
We have two employees. If we're giving 10K a week, that's going to go ahead and be 240K.
Two each.
For both of them.
That's
total.
Way too, but that's per year.
Per year? Yeah.
And we're making per year.
We're making 300K per year.
No, per month. We are making
this
per
just
month.
Keeps getting. Oh, the Betty Who song. It keeps getting better.
That's what I was thinking too. I was definitely thinking of that song.
I know, honey.
Wow, that is so much money.
Are you sure that's per month?
Yes, because, well, yeah, we said 30,000, right?
Times five.
Well, that's 150. Okay, so no.
No, it's 300K a year, honey. I think. Sorry for saying honey. It was so demeaning.
When you say honey sometimes like that, it is kind of like idiot.
Sometimes idiot to a gay guy.
To a gay guy. I've said honey though like that before to a coworker.
Can you imagine if I said that to a straight guy?
Honey.
Honey.
He would shrivel into ash.
Yeah.
He would just go.
I didn't mean it.
I know.
Okay.
But it was. I know. And you didn't. And sometimes I need to be called honey like that.
No, not by your peer. Perhaps by a supervisor.
Maybe. In that case, it's really, ugh.
I think that 10K a month is going to be hard for me to give up.
Maybe not 10K a month. Maybe 10K 2 months. 5K a month.
5K a month.
Perfect.
Great.
We're set then. I think it's a plan. All we need is those followers. Thank you guys so much.
I think we have, 200 followers right now?
We have maybe, somewhere in the hundreds.
So we just need to get 200 and...
We need to add
29,800 more.
I'm always like, well, let's add a zero to that.
Let's add a zero to everything.
Let's add a zero to that.
Yeah.
I want to say that.
That's
more.
What I tell to my team when they're negotiating deals. I go, have you guys asked if we could add a zero
let's
to that?
Let's add a zero. I like that number. Let's add a zero.
You want to make it a little bit fuller, a little bit more, kind of more voluptuous?
Let's add a zero there. This Anyways. Is so interesting. I love fantasizing about getting a lot of money.
I know. It's such a beautiful thing.
Do you ever think about winning the lottery?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What? Really?
Never thought about it. I literally have never thought about it. I'm serious.
Whoa. I'm surprised.
I don't think, like, I'm not a risk taker.
Really?
And so I don't think I would have thought about it. It's not surprising me that I've never thought about it.
Interesting.
I think about it.
Yeah, but I'm always like, if I win the lottery, I'm going to donate like all of it. I know. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, did you watch Lost?
Yes.
Remember, what was his name? Hurley. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll basically never forget that.
I'll never forget that true story. I'm so serious, though.
How have we never talked about Lost?
I don't know, because it was my favorite show.
Why don't we talk more about TV?
Let's talk about Lost right now.
Yes.
Did you know that at one point I was so straight that, not closeted, guys, straight, that my password on Facebook, my Yahoo email, and my AIM password was
Sawyer.
Josh Holloway. One word. The Sawyer. Actor who played
no
Sawyer.
Fucking way. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And the actor is Josh Holloway.
Josh Holloway.
Who plays Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. The bad and boy. I would Google photos of him and then I would print them out and just have them just have a piece of paper. Like, I wasn't like a poster girl. I didn't have posters in my room. No. I just had a piece of paper on my desk.
Practical. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. I think at that age I knew I was gay for sure.
Yeah,
I knew I was gay when I was very young, but yes. I think that show, I remember there was like a gay brother. Do you remember that?
Shoot.
In the very beginning, there's like this blonde.
Jack's brother?
Mm-mm. This blonde girl who was on the flight has a gay brother. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember the blonde girl. She was fine.
She was fine. I think she dies like right away or something.
I think so. She kind of wasn't meant to to last.
And the gay character was on there for, I would say that's as long as it was.
Because basically, he was gay.
He was gay, and they really kind of were just dipping their toe in there, and then they were like, that didn't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get the reaction. Right,
I mean, they wrote and filmed the show in the 1800s, so it's actually pretty impressive what they were,
it was
what
illegal.
They were able to do.
What they did was illegal.
That show was so truly, like, emotionally impactful for me. I honestly feel like perhaps I learned how to love watching the show.
I mean, talk about mystical.
Talk about mystical.
That's what we should be. Well, first of all, we need to hire a smoke creature.
Yes.
For our podcast.
That is awesome. Do you think that I was good, what I just did?
I was really impressed.
Me too, a little bit.
You've been really, like, doing a lot more vocal stuff.
I've been practicing soundscapes.
You are. You're really kind of.
Here's the rainforest.
It sounds kind of like a chipmunker. Like, wait, but that's not what the smoke creature did. The smoke creature sounded like remember, it was like a train.
It was kind of bubbling in like a like seltzer.
No, you know what it was? It was like, it sounded like a mechanical. Remember?
Yes, and in the end, may have been.
It was. Oh my God. Well, did you finish that show?
Yeah.
I didn't, because I was about to say heard. Talk about accents. I heard that the last season was like so bad. Right.
So this is the thing. I felt this way. There's the two most impactful shows in my life.
Mm.
I'm being 100% serious.
Heroes,
by the way.
Heroes.
No. Okay. I didn't watch that show.
All right.
Although I love Hayden Panettiere. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love her.
Yeah. Where you love her so much, you know her name and everything.
I just liked her as an actor a lot. So, two most impactful shows of my life, Lost and Dexter.
Yeah.
Both of those shows, I remember vividly the series finale, sobbing. I'm not talking crying. I'm talking hysterical.
So what happens there in both? Spoiler alert.
I can't fully remember. I feel like it's like we kind of find out that like none of them actually survived at all or something.
Yeah, which I'm kind of like, that's a bummer.
Well, it's also like, but so much happened.
I know.
And like none of that happened.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Hatch episode?
Yes. Oh my God. I literally just got chills.
Same.
I just got chills.
That opening scene.
With
I'm
the
being
hatch,
serious. As I'm like, that scene almost made me want to be a filmmaker.
Me too.
I've yet to
I
make
have
a
chills.
Film.
I've
yet to make a film, but boy, oh, the music plays. He puts on the record. He's on the bike. Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
God. And then the alarm system goes off.
Yes.
Oh,
and what
my.
Is it?
Desmond.
Yes. And then every, what is it, 6 hours, something like that, you have to put in the thing.
Oh, the code.
When the numbers started going off on that show.
Yeah.
That was when I was like, whoa, I'm in it. I'm like 8 years old and I'm already an investigator.
Yeah.
I'm like in it in a way where I'm like, I was like making up theories with my friends at school in like seventh grade, being like, yeah, well, I think the numbers are all part of like a ploy. Da, 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 da.
Right.
And I remember Rousseau, the woman.
Oh, God.
That show really like, I don't even know what that feeling is. You know what I that feeling? You know that feeling of like, there's like a mystery and you're trying to like, what is that feeling?
I know, I miss that in TV.
Well, I was getting that when I was watching True Detective to go back to square one.
Yeah, thank you.
I really got it from that.
That, so maybe I'll watch it because I really like miss, like I crave that a little bit.
Well, another show that gave it to me was the other show by the Lost creator that was on for like three seasons, The Leftovers. Have you seen that show?
No,
that show is good.
No, but I love Leftovers.
I know. Thank you for bringing it there as well. No, it's so good. And it's another like spooky. But then I think it has the same problem that like Lost did, where like by the end of it, you're like, oh, I actually almost preferred it when you didn't explain what was actually going on.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of lame.
But like, I just honestly, like, I understand like people having been upset about the Lost finale or the Dexter finale. And perhaps it's because I was like young when I watched it. So kind of anything could have blown my mind.
Totally.
But also like I do just, I am like, it's hard to wrap up a show. And to wrap up a show and have that be the last season, or sorry, and that be the best season.
I know.
Come on, give me a break.
Has anyone ever done that before?
No, like everything fluctuates. Like the way that our work fluctuates, like in terms of like videos that we make, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like sometimes you'll be like, wow, I was literally genius 3.5 years ago when I made this random video.
I know.
Like what?
What happened?
Yeah. And then you make a video and you're like, this actually is so fucking stupid. It's insane. I can't believe I'm posting it. I'm humiliated.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that is in a way, we're exactly the same as the creator of Lost, J.J. Abrams.
And we should be paid equally.
Yes.
I think.
I think so too.
But I do think there are some shows that end good or like have good season finales, but it's rare. I think like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul like really did that very well.
I think you're right.
Girls,
from what I've heard. Girls, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember this. The
ending was like well done, I think.
I remember the ending of Broad City was really good.
That's right. I remember that. That was cute when they had the subway like with the pears. Anyway, yeah, I'm like...
Oh, wait, two more things, about Lost. Charlie,
now he was...
Remember the Australian guy with the drug addiction?
Yes.
And on his hand, he wrote... What did he write on his hand as he was dying?
I don't remember.
Oh, someone's... Penny's boat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There were two... The thing about Lost, I tried to watch it again recently, by the way.
Yeah.
And I, like, couldn't get through it. The first episode is, I would say, bad. Just straight up bad. Like, really bad writing, acting, everything.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's so disappointing. But then I know if I had just given it, like, maybe 5 more episodes, I would have gone back into it because I really wanted to. But it's just really tacky and
well,
bad.
I mean, think the budget for what they had to do. Because it's kind of, like, a high-budget idea. And
it
I'm sure
so
they didn't get a big
budget
for the pilot.
No, probably not. But, But then it... the problem isn't the budget.
It's the acting.
It's like the acting and the writing.
So what do you think happened? Like, do you think they just became better actors?
I think we were 10. I think we were 10.
Yeah. I mean,
like
I still...
age old.
I had the biggest secret, of course, almost unknown to myself, crush on Kate.
Yeah.
And I do think she might have been the worst actor of the show, perhaps.
She definitely, in the... pilot, I remember thinking, now, I watched this for this long?
Right.
She definitely, it was definitely
Evangeline Lilly is her name.
I remember. Yeah, that's right.
God, she's a beautiful girl.
She's beautiful, beautiful. And listen, acting isn't easy, especially when you're having to do all that stuff in Hawaii.
Right.
Wait, actually, can you imagine being on a 6 or 7 season show that shoots in Hawaii?
That's the dream. You know that, like, famous people do that. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, Adam Sandler only films in Hawaii.
Yes, that's right. That's why 50 First Dates was in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, now, but, like, maybe I guess it started back then.
Yeah, I think.
Because all those, like, those Jennifer Aniston, like, what is it, like, murder mystery or something?
Yeah,
like that?
All those
it's
movies.
All in Hawaii.
Well, I remember hearing, like, yeah, they just make movies because they want to hang out and be friends.
Right.
And I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. It's like, wow, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
We should shoot the podcast in Hawaii.
I know. You know, it's funny when I think about, okay, I had a crush on Kate, and then in Dexter, I had a crush on Deb. And when you actually look at those two girls, and then you look at who I've dated, it's actually like... really just one through line.
Oh my God. It's kind of really cool.
It's kind of cool.
Wait, that's so crazy. And then also, didn't they end up getting married? The guy that played Dexter and Deb?
Yeah, they dated in real life. I believe they were married. They're no longer married.
And they played brother and sister on that show. Mm-hmm. Incest vibes. Do you think that was what... do you think they said incest vibes during their weddings, their wedding speech?
Yeah, I think like there kind of was like a moment where like, you know, the audience wasn't paying attention and they went, incest vibes.
Wait, so also I was going to ask, what was the season finale for Dexter?
The season finale for Dexter, spoiler alert.
Yeah. This came out. When did it air? 2013, maybe? 2010, 11.
Dexter like literally leaves Miami and to never come back again. He basically everyone was on to him at that point. And right. So he kind of was like, I have to leave my kids who I love. My wife is dead now. He's like, I had to give it all up. Otherwise, like he would put his family in danger. And it really, I know. Okay. This, I remember it. So I remember this season finale more vividly, just emotionally.
Mm.
I was home alone. I watched it in the afternoon. My brother opens the front door. I am face down on the couch, sobbing hysterically. My brother walks up to me with fear. What is wrong? I go, I just finished Dexter.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how like these shows have a stranglehold on like a certain aged kid.
I know.
Like at that age, you just like, I bet that's how people feel right now about like Yellow Jackets.
Oh, absolutely, Joe. Right? That's a really good comparison.
Yeah. The Yellow Jackets, I bet, is making people go absolutely rabid 100%. At that age range. But it's funny because it's like we watch that show now and it's like, yeah, I like this show.
Yeah.
But if I was like 12, if I was 14, I'd be like, Yellow Jackets is my life.
Yeah, especially with the gay storyline. I'd be freaking out. Yes,
wait,
Joe.
What? Which part? Oh, yeah, that guy, right?
No, there's two girls.
That's right.
There's two girls can be gay too,
girls can be gay too. That's right. And the show is mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching Fallout, which I'm in for 5 seconds, which is why I was watching it. But the main girl, I was like, who is this girl? Who is this girl? I recognize this girl. And then that girl is the girl from Yellow Jackets.
Which girl is she?
She's the one... Spoiler alert, big spoiler alert, more pressing spoiler alert. She is the main girl that dies. And when, like, she's the best friend of Melanie Lynskey's character when she's a kid and she gets killed.
Oh, God.
In episode one? And not in episode one, but she's the, like...
Is she the one who has a drug addiction?
No.
Okay.
I don't think. It's all. I feel like the season came out like 5 years ago. Okay. And there's like a weird lag in between the first and second season or whatever. But she's like the best friend, I think, of Melanie Lynskey's character. And then the big drama of it all is that like she dies this first year after the plane crash or something. Mm-hmm. And so it's like Melanie Lynskey having to deal with the fact that they killed this girl or let her die or something guilty. I don't know. But whoa, okay, we should talk about our topic, right?
Yeah, we should talk about our topic.
Or should we just have
the topic be
Lost?
Lost?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we can keep talking about Lost.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, so today's topic is Lost.
Is this our first time doing that?
I think so.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
That's great.
I feel amazing about this.
I know. Well, it's so much better.
It's so much better.
Because now
fun.
We can really dive into
Let's
this.
Really dive in.
Okay, so what, like, I'm obsessed with this, first of all. Thank God we did that. But first, we have to finish talking about Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. And then I have a really good segue back into Lost,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, good. But anyway, yeah, that's who I recognized her from on Fallout, which I think is fine. Fallout is fine. It's a good show.
Yeah, of course. I mean... People are loving it.
I know. People are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It's like,
and people are loving you.
I know.
Joe
even
Castle
though
Baker
I have
on it.
Literally like a two minute
How exciting
scene.
Is that? Like,
it was cool.
And like, think about for like people who follow you to be like this literal goofy comedian.
I know.
Is in a serious role.
I know.
On a serious TV show.
I play this like, and I'm, it's funny because, like, I play this real, like, executive guy.
Yeah.
And I when I shot that, I had no idea what the they, like, were so secretive about everything. Mm-hmm. They didn't even call the show Fallout.
Wow. But did you know what it was?
Yeah, I did because, like, the way they talked about it. But, like, uh-huh. You know how, like, when you... Have you ever been on set with someone who's, like, really famous and they, like, give them a code name on the, call sheet and shit like that?
Yeah, and on the trailer.
Yeah, it's, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
But they did that for the title of the, like, series. It was crazy.
So cool.
It was fun. And then we shot the whole thing over here at the Navy Yard.
Crazy.
I know. In those... What's it called?
The studios.
Yeah. It was so fun. It was really fun. Yeah.
Also, I like being over there.
Ugh, me too. I could walk to work. It was incredible.
Epic.
I hope I'm back in the second season and I play a huge role.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that they were kind of heading in that direction.
You think they could maybe tie in a little bit of your personal life and make you a gay podcaster?
I hope so too. I think that's what the show is lacking for sure.
And then if they need to cast me, I would think I would like Chloe Grace Moretz to play me.
I think that could be so good. Mm-hmm. But then it's like you have your voice dubbing over hers.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't let her talk on set.
No. I think I should do that.
I do most of her voiceover work.
Okay, so back to Lost.
Well, to Yellow Jackets.
Yes,
here's
Yellow
what
Jackets.
I'm going to just
Thank
say
you.
Why I think Lost was cool. Now just comparing it to Yellow Jackets, and it's nothing against Yellow Jackets, but I'm like, Yellow Jackets is a cannibal story.
Yes.
And Lost didn't have to do that. They literally did not have to breach cannibalism.
Wow, that is so true.
And isn't that amazing?
I know, because they found, well, in the beginning, they didn't have food, but they, like, one of them was like an expert. That dude, that bald guy, remember him? Russell or whatever? Who's the main guy? Burke or something? They all had, do you remember how they all had, like, philosopher names?
Yes. Oh my God.
Which I was kind of like, so.
So I got to pretend I was into philosophy for a second.
I know. It was very like.
Okay. Bald dude.
The main bald dude who was on the
flight. Oh, John Locke.
Locke.
Oh, this motherfucker.
He fucking was somehow, he's that like genre of guy that's like, I know what to do. You know what I mean? Even though it's like, you're just a dude. You're just like a 50.
I know.
What was his backstory?
His backstory was fascinating.
Yeah.
It was like he became paralyzed.
That's right.
From the waist down.
And then he was cured.
He was cured
on the island.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Goosebumps
and
again.
He like didn't tell people. Remember? Like, I think he just like started walking and was like,
yes,
I'm
that's
just gonna
right.
fucking let this ride this wave.
You guys at home, every time I get goosebumps, take a shot. For real.
Wait, we should make a drinking game.
We should make a drinking game. That's crazy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. So that's right, because they had this whole element of it. Like, sometimes some of the people there are happy to mm-hmm. be on the island. They don't want to leave the island. And mm-hmm. he was one of them. But then I think all of them actually had something to be happy about there, right?
Well, basically, like, all of their, like, biggest problems were, like, essentially cured
that's
on the
right.
island.
What was the Korean couple?
Their problem was, I'm like, actually, was their problem solved?
I don't know. Yeah.
They were, one of them was cheating.
Yes. Damn, you have a really good
memory. They
were
unhappy. I think I watched the show twice fully.
Okay, yeah. You're like, I think I watched the show twice maybe last week or
so. So the reason I started watching this show is because in sixth grade, my advisor, mm-hmm. Like you had like advisories in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And my advisor was this really cool young guy, and he and I had such a fun friendship. And then like in seventh grade he like chose me to be in his advisory, and then in eighth grade again he chose me to be in an advisory. So I was in an advisory for 3 years. He did end up going to jail for having romantic relations with a student.
No.
At a school previous to mine.
Okay.
But you know, it was kind of like,
whoa, jail or prison.
Yeah. But anyways, he watched Lost. And so I started, like, by the time season 2 came around was when I was in that sixth grade class. And I was like, he was like, you gotta watch it. You will
Whoa.
Love it. So then I watched it and then I caught up. And then every like Monday we got to talk about Lost.
Oh my God. So yeah.
So I basically was in a book club.
Wow. It is like that. I mean, mm-hmm. like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm blown away by that. Okay, so you had like double, you watched it again then too.
Yeah, I think I watched it again. And okay, wait, I do want to find out the.
Yeah, let me look up something too.
The couple's problems. There are so many good fucking characters in this. I think that's also why the show is so kind of impressive to me, is that every character, obviously they had a lot of seasons,
mm-hmm.
and you know, this show was kind of an anthology too, in that like episodes would focus on characters.
Yes.
But it was like, I don't know, like every character had such a full background.
I know, which I loved. And I loved like piecing together little pieces about each of them. This guy, Michael Emerson, too, who played Ben Linus. He's in Fallout.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in Fallout. That's what it is.
He's a really good actor. Okay, here's about Jay and Jinsu.
Yes, that's right. Thank
you.
So
basically, their relationship developed into an affair.
That's from an affair?
Wait, I forget. Okay, so it says here on Wikipedia, of course. She was surprised when he presented her with an engagement ring. They were wed in Korea, and at the reception, they were complimented by a Korean-speaking Jacob, who, I don't know, was someone else.
Okay. Yeah.
Shortly after the wedding, Sun was approached by a woman claiming to be Jin's mother. She blackmailed Sun into playing her into paying her a large sum of money, with the threat of bringing shame into the family by revealing Jin to be the son of a fisherman and a prostitute.
Right.
Sun asked her father for the money, but when she did not provide a reason, he assumed it was for Jin and assigned him a new job until the debt was paid. Over time, Jin grew distant from Sun, and she planned on escaping her failing marriage. She began taking English lessons. After many lessons, the relationship between her and the guy giving her lessons developed into an affair. Okay, there's the affair. They were eventually found in bed by him. Sun and Jin had been trying to conceive a child, but after visiting a fertility doctor, they were informed that she was unable to conceive due to endometriosis. There is so much in this storyline. It's insane.
Yeah. That I actually completely forgot about.
There's still two more paragraphs, you know?
Yeah. And then Saeed was a doctor, right?
Saeed was probably one of my faves. Yeah, Saeed was a doctor.
Interesting.
He had, of course, a troubled past, as they all did.
That's right. Wait, so do you remember in the first season? Yeah. I'm looking now at maybe we go season by season.
Great. Okay, this Patreon episode is about to be good.
It's about to be so good. Okay.
You start though.
So in the first season, basically we introduce the others. Do you remember that?
Ooh, yeah,
when they find out, okay, goosebumps, goosebumps.
Yes, no,
I have
honestly,
right now.
Yes.
When they find out we're not alone on the island and there are others there. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then I think even in the first season they find the this is when they first hear the numbers. In that the treehouse or whatever, that French.
Yes, where they were able to get a some sort of signal.
Yes, they got
and
a
they
signal.
Hear that it's 2, 4
yeah, six, like 8, 16s.
Yes.
And but it's in French, I think, right?
Yes, it was in French.
And then oh my God, I am so.
And then they find out this has been playing for 30 years.
Yes, that's right. But then it was very hard for them to get onto that, right? Because they find that plane that was filled with all of the Jesus figures that then had drugs inside of it.
God almighty.
This show is so crazy.
Is incredible.
Wait, maybe we should rewatch the show.
We should rewatch the show. Wait, holy fuck.
I know.
And then the cocaine.
Yes, there's drugs on it.
And then, yeah, Charlie finds the coke.
Oh my God, that's right.
I remember I remember like his dirty fingers.
Yes.
Like dirt under his fingernails, like putting the coke under
his
gums.
Was it coke or heroin? I think it was heroin.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, then I'm not okay with talking about this.
Yeah, I'm like, God. But then also, I was just reading this. Do you remember Michelle Rodriguez was in it?
Yeah, she played like a, what did she play?
She played an LAPD, a former LAPD officer.
Of course she
officer.
Did. She played a
she
cop
plays
and
cops
everything.
All the time. And a TSA.
I think my career could have gone that way, by the way. I think there's a possible, there's a still a chance that I play cops for the next 50 years.
Can you imagine?
I'm not being self-deprecating, but there is something about my body that would make me a cop. Like, I just would look like a fucking lazy ass cop in that blue uniform.
Can
and
you
then,
imagine?
Again, I'm not being self-deprecating. I'm actually complimenting myself.
Can you imagine? You've been on this podcast saying like a cab, da 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 da, and then now you get cast as like NYPD.
I hope so.
Well,
if I get to play a stupid cop,
if you get to shoot in Hawaii every year,
I get to play a Hawaiian cop.
Okay, let's continue on the Patreon.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you
I
guys.
Love you this episode because we're having
so
much fun.
We'll see you later.
Okay, see you on the Patreon.
Bye.
Bye.